Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrapper, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. This is an interesting microphone. I've never had such a thing for this podcast, but I like it. My name is Doug, and I love Austin, Texas, and movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Cap City Comedy Club in the aforementioned Austin, Texas, on Thursday, February 21st, 2 Oceans 13, at 5:30. Happy hour! Yeah! There's not a lot of towns where I can get this many people to show up at 5:30. So thank you to all of you for racing over here from your work or your couch. And I'll see some of you tomorrow night at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz downtown as I participate in two sold-out Master Pancake movie mockings. But if you didn't get a ticket yet and people are sad, I'll be back to do a movie mock on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Yeah, more details soon. Since last I spoke and you listened, since I am an Oscars completist, I saw the only Best Picture nominee that I had not seen yet to prepare for Sunday's awards. And I'm here to tell you that I did not love Amour. It's not a bad movie, but it's slow and depressing as fuck. I give it two old arthritic thumbs kind of down. For those of you who didn't hear my Oscar picks on the Comedy Film Nerds podcast, my picks to win, not should win, but will win, in the top categories are Argo, Steven Spielberg, Daniel Day-Lewis, Jennifer Lawrence, Tommy Lee Jones, Anne Hathaway, Brave, but I'm rooting for Wreck-It Ralph, and Best Foreign Film will be Amour, I think. But don't blame me if you lose your Oscar pool. I watched Lincoln on the flight here, and again, I'd seen it a couple times already, and I realized a few things. The movie Lincoln could have been called Character Actor Parade. Tommy Lee Jones is really great in it, and that with Lincoln and The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, there were two movies last year with a character named Bilbo in it. But I wished that he had been played by James Spader in both films. Now it's time. Let's see if I can get this mic out of the stand. Maybe it's glued in. No, it's good. All right. Now it's time to do Watch This, Not That, Audience Edition, Texas style. I'm going to ask two of you in the front row with your fancy reserved things, Lawrence and Timmons. Did I pronounce that right? Sure. Black. No, you're not. But you are wearing a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, so that's a perfect person to ask. What's a movie that you... Oh, and you have a Boba Fett helmet for your name tag. And your name is Tony?
Yeah.
Tony Fett just doesn't have the same ring to it. I'm glad they went with Boba. What's a... I guess maybe the answer is obvious, but what's a movie that you love, Tony?
Empire Strikes Back.
Wow. I thought you'd at least name one of the shitty ones. And on the opposite end, we have another Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Did you guys call each other and say you're going to wear it and work it all out? What's your name on this thing? Smith. Very likely story. What's a movie that you love?
Big Lebowski.
Damn both of you to hell. What kind of decision are you forcing me to make between Empire Strikes Back and the Big Lebowski? Holy shit. Tonight they're doing a quote-along Big Lebowski, or no, tomorrow night at the Ritz, Alamo Ritz downtown. Have you ever been to one of those? A quote-along? Do you think you would know a lot of the dialogue? What do they do with those things? Does everybody just sit there and yells out all the dialogue? That would get aggravating after a while. I hate the Eagles, man! A whole audience yelling that. Empire Strikes Back and Big Lebowski. This is really, this might be the first tie in the history of, yeah, fuck it. Watch the Big Lebowski and Empire Strikes Back, you assholes. I mean, seriously, if you haven't seen those movies, if you really are stuck having to choose, I guess, yeah, I couldn't even, that's really rough. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for keeping it weird, Austin. I appreciate it. This has been Watch This and That, Audience Edition. Let's go to the prize bag. Let's see what's going on with it. A lot of fun things brought in by my guests today. We have a DVD called Sex Can Wait, Talking Can't, an educational guide for parents. So that'll be really fun for somebody to watch. This is also a pretty amazing. It's on VHS, and it's The Magic of Scarf Tying. And that lady really nailed it with her beautiful scarf on the cover. We've got More Lovers Caught on Tape, which I guess is public blowjobs and the like. I don't know what else. Oh, wow. It's a picture on the cover of a dude just going down on a lady in public. And then Girls Going Crazy in Las Vegas. Those are both brought by the same pervert. And we've got some koozies we'll talk about in a second, and a t-shirt, and copies of three of my albums. Since I came all the way here to Austin, I thought I'd bring a collection of Smug Life, Potty Mouth, and Hypocritical Oath, and a Doug Loves Movies button is in there. And of course, who was here when we did the show at the Ritz the last time I was in town? And that was one of the few, maybe three or four shows in the history of this podcast that are considered lost episodes because the recording didn't turn out, and so we didn't release it. And so I thought when that happened that I was pretty much obligated to try to recreate that episode by bringing back the same guests. But I've added, as you can see, there's four chairs up here, and there were three guests on that show. So we have four guests tonight with a special bonus, because all three of the dudes that were at the Alamo are able to be here. So please give a big warm welcome to Chris Cubis, John Erler, Matt Bearden, and Felipe Esparza. Yeah.
So weird.
Here they come. Now, John Erler brought, as his gift, and that's why I didn't carry it out here, a gigantic, can somebody help him unfurl this and show it to the audience? It's a gigantic poster for Britney Spears in Crossroads. Dreams change, friends are forever. I read that backwards because I'm sitting behind it. And it's in pristine shape except for all the tears, and Britney had a tooth blacked out. Although that's a pretty sexy look for her. The young lady with a tooth blacked out that's at a crossroads. So that poster can be yours today, someone in the audience. And what's in the bag, John? A Master Pancake t-shirt and a VHS copy of Swayze Dance.
Yeah.
Which is Patsy Swayze and Patrick Swayze teaching you how to dance. Wow, somebody's winning a lot of really great future garage sale shit. What's this other T-shirt that we have in here? This is from Felipe. What's this shirt mean?
Well, that's my world-famous Captain Sabahoe T-shirt.
Because I assume you have a bit about Captain Sabahoe?
Yeah, I say that I know that I'm not a hot guy. I'm what you ladies call rebound material. This is what you get on a night, on the last night when you say, just leave me here. I come out of the bushes, what happened? I'm Captain Sabahoe.
I love it. And then Matt Bearden is here, everybody.
Hi, awesome DLM audience.
And you brought some koozies. You brought the...
The only opportunity I have to give those koozies out anymore are the times that you invite me to be on your podcast.
Yeah, and you brought these two pervy DVDs.
I did. I worked for a year for a dirty video game company. And I was instructed... It's a true story. It's a thing called The Guy Game, which was for the Xbox and the PlayStation. But it was pulled off shelves like a week later because there was a naked girl in it that was underage. And that's why the universe gave me a daughter a few years later. I collected those really terrible videos back then.
And now you're getting rid of them. And you also, the koozies say punch on them because you have a weekly show here at Cap City on Tuesday nights called Punch.
I do a show every Tuesday, and it is awesome. Last week, Chris Cubis headlined, I think, the best punch we've ever had in our entire lives.
Chris Cubis is here, everybody.
Hooray!
He's the one that brought this. I don't know which one to talk about first.
By the way, I'd like to know, mine are still sealed. Bearden's filthy ones have been opened and well watched.
Definitely.
Does it look like I'm ashamed at all?
I would masturbate to the magic of scarf tying, given the opportunity.
But if the winner today, scarf in the right way.
If the winner today cracks the case on either of Bearden's DVDs, you should probably wear a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. No, you don't. You don't
jerk off onto them?
No, it's in the machine.
You don't. You're
of a case, though.
You don't touch them with your dirty hands that have been touching your dirty
dick.
They're
not masturbatory. It's called girls. What is it called? Girls Going Crazy? It's a Girls Gone Wild ripoff. Girls Going Crazy?
Oh, so they're all so insane that you wouldn't fuck them?
Oh, yeah.
Is it take place in a mental institution?
Yeah.
Could you masturbate to just a girl taking her shirt off?
That's the idea.
Yeah. Let's find out. Ladies, let's figure this out. Someone pop a shirt.
I mean, this scarf thing alone is pretty...
She unties one of those scarves I'm going in right here.
You notice that she has a scarf tied around her neck, and that's how Michael Hutchins died.
Good work, timely references.
If only he'd known how to properly tie a scarf. If he'd have watched this video.
It's probably the most masturbatory collection of gifts that you've ever come upon in your long years doing this.
Come upon?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that just was intentional.
Just spread out the Crossroads
poster.
Poster, roll around on it.
Some of those whole...
Watch one of these videos, and then wipe it off with one of these shirts. It's a masturbatory package. I love it. And that was
ladies.
And that was John Erler that got the word masturbatory in. Let's
Thank
hear
you.
It for him. He's here.
Thank you so much.
Masturbatory.
I have to give a shout out to my girlfriend Joanne, who has been living with that poster for the last 11 years in the house somewhere.
She finally moved in with you?
No more paper cuts.
She
I said, honey, let go of the poster. I'm giving it to Doug. But she's been putting up with it for the last 11 years, and I love you, honey. She was so excited that when I told her today that I was giving it to this. So,
well, if you're a weirdo that likes to masturbate with a rubber on, we also have some, oh my God, a rubber from, what is this?
Where's the R. Kelly sing-along.
It's from the R. Kelly sing-along that they do at the Draft House, and I guess they pass these out to everybody, which you got to have a rubber when you leave the R. Kelly sing-along, because who's not getting some after that? That shit's it's going to happen. So thank you for audience member for bringing those. And who brought the Swayze Dancing?
Yeah, that was me, yeah.
That was John Erler as
That's the second copy of Swayze Dancing I've seen in my life. My friend Joe Statz is here. He owns that video as well. It's mostly his mom, which is weird.
Yeah, I think he was doing a
favor. It's him dancing with his mom. It's a little Oedipal for... Your standard dancing video?
It's very edible,
oh,
but
Patsy Swayze is his mother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's named after... He's technically Patsy Swayze Jr. He's named after his mom.
He had to fix that for his career in action films.
And by the way, that video is very masturbatory, too. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
No. Is my mic crazy not hot right now? Or oh, there we go. I like it. Oh, wait, what's this? Did you not mean to give away a pair of sunglasses?
Those are my actual sunglasses. You know what? Put them in the bag.
No, you need them.
All right, okay.
I'm going to put my smaller bag into your bigger bag.
Oh, more masturbatory talk.
What?
You know,
that is straight up, that's straight up sex talk, not masturbatory, when you have another person's bag involved.
Learn something new every day.
Or I guess you can masturbate with somebody else there.
Absolutely. I said that way too quickly. Way too quickly.
Tired of having daughters?
I only have one daughter.
Oh, the other one's a boy?
Ish.
Boyish? 3 weeks old, so you don't know yet.
3 weeks old.
When
don't
does
know
it become
what he's
official?
Turn out to be. Don't know what he's going to be. But whatever he chooses to do, I'll be proud of him from whichever city I've moved to. I'll send him a card.
Now, Matt, you are, of course, a member of the Dudley and Bob morning show here in Austin.
I believe my co-hosts are banned from Doug Loves Movies.
KLBJ is where you can hear those guys. Look at that.
Very excited.
If they listen to this, they are going to be so bummed
this
out.
This will not come back to haunt me one bit. Will not come back
People
to haunt
applauding
me one bit.
That they're not here. I was telling Matt on the ride over, I got one tweet from somebody saying, please tell me those guys aren't going to be there. And I was like, I promise you, no taint, no tea bag. And, but I still like those guys, but
I don't think they had ever listened to Doug Loves Movies, which I think is a bit of a sin in general, but also, you know, I think it didn't work out well for them that time.
Or for the audience.
I listened to both, but out of a weird sense of joy, like, this is horrible. But
they had me
go.
On Taint and Teabag, which we recorded right here at Cap City Comedy Club, and I had a wonderful time, and they had a wonderful crowd that came out to see them. And so then I was like, well, I got to return the favor and have him on my show. And then, you know, Dale Dudley gets too fucked up because he's afraid of public speaking.
That is true. That is
so
true.
He was on,
horrified of
so
people.
He was on a bunch of things, and mostly alcohol. And
Bob.
And Bob Fonseca, super nice guy every time I've been around him, but on this particular show, he decided to question every single aspect. Yeah, that was his go-to, was to say, why are we doing this? To which I wanted to say every time, could you just fucking leave? Because I want guests that don't question why they're doing this.
Well, if it's any satisfaction to you, being the dick that I am, I took that episode, and then I played it back on air to their fan base, and then we pointed out all the things that Bob did wrong to everyone, and he got very defensive, and I don't think he's forgiven me yet. And that was a year ago.
Why are we still talking about this?
Because it's about making it worse. Because some asshole.
My last time I'll ever be on the radio.
Yeah, you just
someone here is going to call into the show tomorrow morning and go, they were talking shit about you again last night on Doug Loves Movies, and it's going to trudge up all
of
their.
I'm not going to call my own show.
Can we just make a pact that we're all just not going to mention it? And they won't be on again, but also there's no reason to make them feel bad about it.
I'm totally going to make them feel bad about it. That's what I like to do is make people feel bad.
All right. So play them on the air this part of this
that.
Podcast.
No way. They're getting uncomfortable.
John Erler, I like to call Top Pancake, because he is the...
covered in butter and syrup.
Yeah. And is from the Master Pancake Gang. And tomorrow we're going to do Bring Your Own Pancake, which is people bring in movies and then
or boxes of Bisquick.
Yeah. And then we vote on which one to watch and mock. And I wanted to ask you, John.
Yeah.
What is the, you know, like the best worst movie that you've watched under those circumstances?
We watch so many different types of movies during those circumstances. Sometimes people bring, like, the big budget stinkers. Like, you were actually there for one of the last ones when somebody brought Armageddon in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just deflated in the audience. They're like, oh, I love that movie. Sorry, sir, it's a stinker. And maybe it's a fun movie, but it's fun to make fun of. But then some people bring in just like the weird shit that you would never expect people to bring in, like
Blood in, Blood Out.
I don't even want to know about Blood in, Blood Out.
Oh, you do, sir.
You do.
You need to be prepared.
Oh no, is it like a menstruation movie or what is it?
It's a ripoff of American Me with Eric James Olmos.
Yeah, but it's got Benjamin, Bratt's in it. And
Benny Bratt is in it?
Benny Bratt from the Bronx. That's the wrong movie. Benjamin Bratt's in it, and there's a white guy who kind of looks Hispanic, and loses his legs.
Half
Delroy
Mexican,
Lindo's in it.
Anyway, been brought to a pancake show, but you should come. I'll put you on the guest list. You can bring, oh, God, you're really excited about Blood In, Blood Out. Yeah.
Also, do you think blood goes in during menstruation? Weird.
When my girlfriend moved in with the Britney Spears poster, she didn't tell me what goes in.
During
We've also done movies like there's one starring William Shatner in a dual role as both a cowboy and an Indian called White Comanche. I don't know if you've ever heard that one. From 1968.
That sounds incredible.
He also menstruates during it, which is the weird part. What's the one about the end times that based on... Yeah, Left Behind with Kirk Cameron. We did Left Behind.
Oh.
Everybody who was religious left when they found out what movie we were doing that night.
How many people left?
Nobody left. Everybody in our audience is a devil worshiper, that's for sure. There's so many different types of bad movies. Some of them are huge, and some of them are just, you know, tiny little no-budget things. We also do made-for-TV-type movies like... The Good Son with Frodo. Frodo Baggins was in that one. You ever heard of that one?
Macaulay Culkin. That was a theatrical movie.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, but it's got...
Macaulay Culkin?
It's got Macaulay
and
Culkin.
And Elijah Wood.
And Elijah Wood, exactly. And it's like a thriller.
He drowns little brother in the beginning?
Yeah, you know that one.
Macaulay.
Those are good times when he drowned his little brother in the beginning.
It's Culkin, that, Culk
it's like,
out.
It's like blood in, blood.
And he threw that
out.
Mannequin over the bridge. Yeah. No, two cars crashed.
What other movies do you like?
Are we sure Dudley and Bob aren't here? What's that?
Warriors.
Warriors is. That'd be a good movie to mock because it's while it's still a classic, it also is of its time. So it's a little slower paced. Like, I remember when it first came out thinking, like, that was the most intense movie. Like, how the fuck are they going to get home? How are they going to get back to where are they trying to get? They're trying to go to Staten Island to or
Coney Island.
Coney? Yeah. How are they going to get there? And then when you watch it now, it's kind of like, oh, they've got a lot of space to just sort of run around. Yeah, and they just get attacked by one gang at a time. As long as they stay away from the baseball furies, they should be all right because none of the other gangs carry bats.
No. The worst of that movie is like they're about to get that little short dude is in all the Walter Hill movies is about to kill them, and then 500 black people show up out of nowhere.
Yeah. That's scary.
You're not getting five black people to be that quiet, let alone 500 of them to just appear on a beach.
I hear a lot of opinions coming our way. There's a lot of shit talk heading in our direction.
Can you dig it?
Three barbecues. Sorry, it's weird.
I still think Warriors is a good movie.
Oh, well, watch it again because it's a little.
I'm not kidding. I own a copy of that movie.
It's a little tedious now, but it's still amazing.
I think they're remaking it with L.A.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please don't tell me they're remaking it.
Yeah.
With who?
They're gonna go to the Crips, MS-13.
I feel like it would end at MS-13. It would be like they roll three gang members' heads up in front of
somebody. Please tell me they're going to make it with the Crips and MS-13, but they all have to wear those Broadway costumes. Yeah, if so, it's the end of gangs in America, and I'm excited about it.
Cholos are nice.
Have I mentioned Felipe Esparza is here, you guys?
What's up, everybody?
I can't say it enough. Playing Cap City all weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, and I was excited that he was around because I've always enjoyed your stuff on Last Comic Standing. We met briefly that season when you were doing that, and you killed it. And now you're here, and you listened to one episode of the show because you knew you were doing it, and. So how confident are you about your ability to play movie trivia games?
None at all.
Okay.
You want to switch seats, John?
Sure.
No, I don't. It's not fair. I feel like I could win.
It doesn't
win
matter what seat you're in because the order changes every round. Yeah.
I don't like that Bearden's been studying strategy. If you guys weren't at the Alamo Drafthouse one... Bearden is the first person to...
It's weird to call me a cheater for really loving this show. It's still really weird.
It's weird to call you a cheater for cheating. I agree. Bearden looked up what movies were the number one movies at the box office 10 years ago.
For 30 fucking years and memorized all of them.
And then waited for that category to show up and was like, ding, zero names.
And did any of you try to challenge me? No. And then I knew it, which is not really cheating for knowing the movies.
It was a great victory too, because earlier in the show you had admitted to only ever seeing one movie in your life, and that was Ghoulies, if I'm not mistaken. So
great movie.
Well, maybe so. Is that the one where they come out of the toilets and bite people's butts? What?
That's Madball.
You should know
that's
that.
Madball?
No, it was definitely Ghoulies.
Ghoulies.
Yeah, I think.
But
I'm
glad Chris
Ghoulies.
Brought that up because it being a lost episode, no one would have ever known what a big cheater you are unless we talked about it. But that is, I've been waiting for that to happen. I've been waiting for a guest to go, well, he tends to do the number one movie from 10 years ago, so let's find out what that is and go in armed with that information. I think it's smart. It's also cheating.
Yeah.
It's what Lance Armstrong would do. But he won a lot of races in the process. So good luck to you today, because that category's not going to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on to you, Bearden. Well, I'm on to you being named Bearden and not having a beard. That's weird.
Chris Cubis has a cube on his face.
You know, that's a cube.
Shouldn't he have a cube on his ass?
Chris Cubass?
Cubass.
You haven't seen my ass.
That's true. Also, Matt Bearden owns a bear den. That might make up for the lack of beard.
Oh, it totally does. Yeah. He should just change the pronunciation of his name.
Yeah. A bear den.
I do.
Have you ever gotten that before? Matt Bearden?
I don't think so.
I'm the first?
Nobody's ever taken the time to split it apart.
I did.
I appreciate it. I got queerden a lot.
Aww.
That makes sense.
If you know what bear means...
It means...
Why is everybody getting all weird all of a sudden?
It means queer rape? What does it mean?
Yes. No, not at all rape.
Weirded.
No, bears are big gay guys.
Yeah, with a little hair, too.
Hairy ones. Big,
usually
fat, hairy,
hair.
Bearded. Yeah. Bearded gay guys.
They're not always, like, super hairy. Hairy? Super hairy? They're sometimes just bigger dudes.
Yeah,
bald,
I think they just
sometimes.
Need to be big.
Why do you keep looking at Chris when you say all this stuff?
Also,
I have to look past Chris.
Oh. What?
Yeah, to see
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so does everyone. What movies are we going to talk
and
about?
And why isn't there an old-fashioned phone ringing in the audience?
I'm going to dial Klondike 5. B-E-A-R.
But do you remember, Chris, anything... did you say anything funny in the Lost episode that you'd like to repeat now and get that laugh again?
Man, it's weird to do comedy in a movie theater, am I right, everybody? Nah, I didn't really...
That's what you said the last time.
Hot, or am I just... Can't hear my own voice. It sounds weird.
Some are hotter than others.
All right.
Microphones. And guests. I've already picked my top two sexiest of the four of you.
Well, sure. And I'm both.
It's
I get
just
it.
For me.
Scarf tying.
Have you been to the movies lately, John Erler?
I have not been to the movies lately, unless you count watching Terminator 2 over 50 times in a movie theater going to the movies, because that's part of my job.
You've watched that one movie 50 times?
At least. We practice it about 10 times beforehand, and then we show it about 30 or 40 times in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah. I've currently watched Armageddon about 25 times.
What do you say? What's your joke when T-1000? When he stabs the milk with his sword arm and
he stabs
in the kitchen.
Oh, we say milk. It doesn't do a body good.
I knew you'd have a good one for that. And you must just really rip into Edward Furlong because his performance
actor.
Does not hold up.
He's so terrible. Yeah, he's just talking. He whines a lot. Come on, we got to get out of here.
Why are you being so violent, robot? I don't like violent robots from the future.
And then he teaches him all like weird slang that nobody has ever heard of before. You know, it's like, you know, when somebody slaps you off, you got to come up in their face and start flibble flizzing them out.
That's James Cameron kind of suffers from make it up disease, you know, like. Like, I thought that, what's his name? John Hughes was pretty good at coming up with things kids might say, but are new expressions.
Like Neo Maxi Zoom Dweeby?
Yeah. Yeah. His weren't so bad, but James Cameron's not as good at that. Have you been to the movies lately, Felipe?
No, not really.
Okay, perfect. Moving on.
But I saw some on DVD.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That counts.
I saw Link. I fell asleep during Lincoln. I really fell asleep.
Chris, how do you feel about that? Because
it's Black History Month.
Yeah.
I know he's supposedly freed the slaves, but I don't buy it. I got all my history from Jet magazine, so.
Do they have a special
they
issue
have a history,
this month?
History Month issue. It's mostly just McDonald's ads. And then...
And the history of Jerry Curl?
Yeah. This is sexual chocolate through the ages.
A look at the oeuvre of the Wayans brothers.
Oh. So sad.
I know. White people make shitty movies too, Chris.
Yeah, but they're not as embarrassing, like...
Did you see that new Wayans joint?
No.
Haunted House?
No, I didn't see Haunted Mansion or whatever that Eddie Murphy ripoff was.
That was ridiculous.
You saw that?
That was like, we could make Pirates of the Caribbean into a movie. We could make Haunted Mansion into a movie.
Right.
We could make the teacups into a movie. There's so many movies here in this amusement park. What have you seen? Oh, Matt, you were telling me in the car that you took your daughter to her first movie.
First movie. She's
yeah.
3 years old.
It's an interesting choice, Django Unchained.
We use that word around the house a lot, and I wanted her to know where it came from.
What word, Django?
Django, Unchained.
But do you use it the way, like, waiters use Canadian to mean
no.
black people?
My daughter's super cool.
Back up. I mean, back up.
I'm the only person that worked in a kitchen my entire life.
Canadian means black?
They'll use that, like, oh, I got a table of Canadians, and then
I thought Canadians are nice people who will say A.
It means don't expect a tip. No services.
But for the record, Canadians tip, though, right?
I don't. Yeah loonies yeah. and whatever.
Yeah, they'll give you a toonie.
They're always ordering that black bacon. Nobody, come on.
I don't get it at all.
African American bacon?
Oh. Yeah.
It's a Canadian black joke.
Canadian ham, I guess, would
it's
be
about
black
time,
bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Something.
What did you take her to see, Matt?
Black bacon.
black bacon too. My kid's cool. She has a good sense of humor. She met Chris once and literally said to me as we walked around the corner, she goes, "Daddy, you know a monster," which is a very visual
true.
Thing for a podcast. But
right.
if you don't know Chris, listeners,
he does.
Out there,
he is similar to Sully.
Well, here's what's funny is I took
what?
Her. You kind of jumped the punchline, but I took her to see Monsters Incorporated. It just came back 3D, but we went to the 2D, because I was like, there's no way my kid's going to wear 3D glasses. She'd never been to a movie. But this, I don't get. This was actually, I know this is goofy talk, but like, we didn't explain to her what a theater was. I didn't. You just take the assumption. So when we walk in, she's just started getting into movies, and she's excited because it means there's popcorn, and you can eat popcorn on the sofa, and her fucking brain goes crazy. So we're like, we're going to go to the movie. And we went, and when we went, we're like, they were like, oh, for the 3D? And we're like, no, for the 2D. And the guy goes, are you sure? Like, he said it just like, fuck you. You're in America. You'll go to 3D, motherfucker. So
yeah, especially
like,
a movie that was not made in 3D
right,
and just had a coat of it slapped on to make more money.
It turned out to be great because we had the entire theater to ourselves. Nobody else was in there. And when we walked in, we had never mentioned to my daughter that a movie theater, we never mentioned a screen. You know what I mean? Like, that did never even cross my mind. And she walked in and she goes, is that the TV? And I was like, yeah. And she, like, if she knew the word, like, holy fuck balls, like, that's honestly what she would have said. Because it was one of those places where it has the raked seating, but it has that break in the middle.
The rape just, seating?
Raked,
that's what I heard.
Raked. And she just walked in the middle in that one section, and she just stood there and went to sit down. I'm like, you have to come and sit down now. And she's like, I want to stand here. And she just stared at the screen for a while, and she was just like, And then I remember, like, there was a moment where she was almost, like, ready to go. And I was like, no, the movie hasn't started. But I felt like she was like, how does it get better than this? It's a giant slide of a piece of popcorn. What the fuck? And then she was very uneasy because the chairs wobble. And she was convinced the chair was going to eat her.
That's part of the rape seating.
Exactly. Exactly.
How old did you say she was? Like 14?
She's 16. But she watched that
homeschooled
movie and loved it. And the best part is at one point she did say, when we were talking about Sully later on, she goes, that's like your friend. So she remembered Chris. She was like, your friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, he's just like that. Except not blue. He's black.
If you had said Canadian, that would have been funny.
Well, that's really up to you, isn't it?
I don't know how jokes work. I've been to movies.
Do people ever say you look like Hagrid? You look a little like Hagrid, right?
I've heard the Hagrid thing before. Reggie Watts. I get it. Black people all look alike, and so do.
Is Hagrid
and so
black?
Do wizards, apparently. We're all the same to you. Blacks and mythical beings are all the same to you people. I get it. It's fine.
That's the new code for black people. It's magicians.
A table full of wizards. Expelliarmus their ass out of my section.
At least you don't get him. You're the guy from Lost?
Yeah. That's too bad. You don't be Hugo.
What's up, Alcatraz? I love that show.
No, you didn't.
I didn't see it.
Never seen it.
So, some honesty in this podcast. Nobody saw that.
What did you see, Chris?
I saw A Good Day to Die Hard.
Oh.
That is the right response. Holy shit.
Yeah, don't spoil it for
people,
me. It's like Bruce Willis himself kicked you in the stomach.
If he wasn't an old, fragile man who shouldn't be doing action anymore, Jesus, somebody needs to close his fucking loop. He is done. That dude is so old. You can tell he's too old to be doing action based on what kind of t-shirts they let him wear. In the first movie, he's in a wife beater, then he loses his shirt, he's running around tough. This movie, he's got on two undershirts, another shirt, he keeps finding jackets. They're like, put some fucking, cover up them chicken arms, old man, this is weird.
The whole movie, he's like, let's kill those guys, but first I need to find a sweater.
It's fucking...
Is it chilly in here?
And he keeps saying, like, he's just a doddering old man. He keeps going, I'm on vacation. But that's not the premise of the movie. He is not on vacation. He has gone to Russia to save his kid.
Yeah, he went there for a specific reason.
To save
not
his,
to vacation.
And he must have said four times, like, the joke of, I'm on vacation, and shot a guy. It's the war. And he murders civilians. All right, there's a point in that movie where he drives his...
Oh,
his,
he plays a drone in it?
Well done. He drives off a bridge onto the back of a tractor trailer, and then he drives from that onto like one of those car transporter trucks, and then he just starts driving onto cars that are in traffic with people in them, and he's just crushing people in their cars. And at one point he goes, sorry lady, and then drives over. You murdered that woman. What are you doing? It's so bad.
Sorry lady, I was just reaching for my jacket and then I see it over here.
It's really bad.
Yeah, his next one's going to be called A Good Day to Wear Mittens.
They don't let him run more than four steps. Every time he has to run, he runs like three steps, and then they cut to a different angle. He's got his hands on his knees, breathing heavy.
He's on the new. He's in the new G.I. Joe. He's going to be in Red 2. Like he's
They're
still,
not
he's
making gonna, Red 2. Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Social Security Edition? No one needs to see that shit.
Oh, my God.
At one point, also, all right, in this movie, I'm sorry, it's terrible. At one point, they go, there's a vault full of, like, uranium, and they're like, oh, we can't go in, it's too much radioactivity. And then they bring in a tank with these sprayers that they spray down the uranium and go, that's X-297, it counteracts radiation. Trust me. They say trust me. They might as well have looked into the camera first. Like, listen, audience, I know this seems like bullshit, but just go along with it because we got to get them into that room.
Yeah, we just told you it works, so why question
also,
it?
Also, while I have a microphone, can I get Stella Artois on stage, please?
Thank you. Can I have a goose and soda?
Could I get a Bud Light? I need to keep my edge.
Can I get a blunt?
Felipe needs a blunt, and Matt, you're good?
I'll take something.
Okay, bring him whatever you want.
Shots.
Well, again, thank you guys for coming, and thank you, audience, for being here. And now's the part of the show where I say... Let the games begin! So many games to choose from. So exciting. Let's start with a little thing I like to call ABCD's Nuts.
Nice!
We're going to go through and spell some words, and... each letter from that word, the next person in line will have to come up with the title of a movie that begins with that letter. And if you match what I've pre-chosen, you win automatically. And if you
take more than 3 seconds to answer at all, you're out. And we'll start down here on this end with Chris, so that Felipe gets a couple of examples before it gets to him.
Perfect.
In case he's already going, what is this? And we're going to spell out Cap City Comedy, because we're at Cap City Comedy Club.
Woo!
Where not only is it a great club, but they bring you drinks within seconds of asking for them. I don't know if the service is as good for you regulars, for you people in Gen Pop, but up here on stage, we get the shit fast. And we didn't have to tip, which is also great. Because we're Canadian.
See, Matt, that's how a callback works. See what he did? Comedy.
Because Canadians that listen to this are going to be so disgruntled that they're compared to black people. Doesn't seem fair to either. Okay, so we're going to spell Cap City Comedy, and we'll start with you, Chris. Just give me a movie
that starts with C. Can't Hardly Wait.
See? You nailed it. I went with Courage Under Fire because it was supposedly shot here in Austin, or at least part of it. I thought it was a movie about a war somewhere far away, but I guess they shot some of it here. Okay, so Matt Bearden, your letter is A.
Armageddon?
Yes.
Also shot here in Austin?
No, that was shot in space.
In actual
And
space.
The movie I went with was Adventures of Sharkboy and Lava Girl, 3D. Which was shot here in Austin.
Is that The Adventures, though?
Hmm?
Is that The Adventures?
Is it The Adventures? Or I think it's just Adventures of.
Okay. Well,
in front of my high school.
What? There's a guy who's starting to have a conversation with me over here.
Come on, Eileen. What are you doing? Overalls?
Oh, they shot part of Shark Boy in front of your high school?
They shut down the
parking downtown.
Not downtown.
Okay, buddy. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Oh, good, yeah. He's making a sign, so make sure you check him out when it comes time to pick, because he's making it right now, so it's got to be good. But also, okay, instead of that, we could go with A Perfect World or A Scanner Darkly. They were all done here. P is your letter, Matt.
I got to go again?
Felipe.
Oh, I'm sorry, Felipe. P. Any movie that begins with P, Felipe?
Pie. It was shot in Austin, a lot of fat people eating pies.
I want to say yes, but I don't think that's an actual movie.
Well, there's a movie, Pie.
Yeah.
Cartoon.
Aronofsky.
Oh, yeah. But what it's about is something completely different.
I stared into the sun till my pie was finished cooking.
I went with Predators, which is also supposedly shot in part here in the area.
Rodriguez.
Yeah. Okay, John, earlier you've got C.
Cocoon.
Okay.
About a bunch of old people sitting around eating pies.
I went with Capote, which was shot partially here in Austin. back to Chris I.
I. It's Alive.
Idiocracy was filmed here in Austin.
Indeed. Should have thought that through.
Matt Bearden, T.
Time Cop.
True Grit was here, filmed here in Austin. Felipe?
Lone Star.
Why?
Oh, why?
Why? Yeah.
The Lone Star was a great guess.
Days and Confused. Solid. I meant Days and Confused.
No, that's what beer he wants. Can we get a Lone Star for him up here?
And let's just change the name to Cab City Lomity. Or Cab Sitley. Y is your letter, Felipe. Anything that begins with Y. Movie.
Yentl.
Yeah. I'm sure. One of your favorites, I'm sure.
Has nothing to do with Austin.
It's really interesting. The Hispanic community loves... they love Morrissey and Yentl.
Yeah.
We love going on roofs.
C, back to you, John.
Cars.
Oh, that's a good one.
Featuring Owen Wilson, who is from Dallas.
Okay. I like the effort you're making. I went with Children of the Corn 4, The Gathering.
Was that shot in Austin?
Mm-hmm.
I hope it was.
Oh, and my choice for Y was Youngblood, which has nothing to do with Austin. It's just a Y movie. I couldn't find any Y movies that were shot in Austin. O is the next letter.
On Deadly Ground.
Okay.
With Seagal.
Sure. Classic. Office Space was filmed here.
It was filmed here in Austin.
In
Not
Austin.
Thinking through this.
Are you guys at least trying to think of some Mike Judge or Linklater or Rodriguez movies, and you might do better at this. But you're doing great. You're doing great. M to Matt.
I have nothing for Austin, so Married to the Mob.
Okay. Miss Congeniality was filmed in Austin.
Fuck.
E... Felipe?
Escape from New York?
Yeah.
Nice.
Good one.
It's filmed right here in Austin. It was originally titled Escape from Austin, but no one knew the city that well.
That's where they escaped to.
Escape from Odyssey.
That's why they shouldn't move Warriors to L.A. They moved Escape from New York to L.A., and that was a piece of shit. Yeah, yeah.
You got this, right?
Uh-huh.
I've got it.
All right.
I picked Elvis and Annabelle, which was shot here in Austin. I don't really know that much about it. D.
Here it comes. Here's the winner.
Dark, Dazed, and Confused. Yeah!
John Ehler is our winner! Yeah! He did it! One of only a few matches that have happened in the history of ABCD's Nuts. And for the final Y, I had Yellow Submarine, because it might as well have been filmed here.
Sure.
Because it's weird. All right, so John gets to go first in our next game, and our next game is brand new to the podcast.
Ooh. Woo! Wow.
I'm very, very excited about this game. It's called Lincoln or Bane. It's the Lincoln or Bane game. I'm going to say a line or a short sentence delivered by either Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln or Tom Hardy as Bane in Dark Knight Rises. And you have to guess. And we'll get a guess from each of the four of you on which one it is, and then I'll reveal the answer. And when you miss, you get eliminated until we're down to one person.
Will you read them in both voices?
As it turns out, those voices are one and the same when Doug Benson is the person doing the voice. I discovered recently that they're very similar when I tried to do Daniel Day-Lewis's Lincoln. Four score. And so since they're so similar, and since Bane and Lincoln had very similar goals, they were both about freeing something.
What wonderful toys you have.
Yeah, exactly. You see how this is going to go. So we will start with you, John, and then we'll move back across to Felipe, and then Matt and Chris, and you all get to vote on which one you think said,
"Can we choose to be born?"
Which one said that, Lincoln or
so
Bane?
Tough. So tough.
John?
Can I say both?
No, it was one or the other.
Right,
I'm pretty sure they didn't both say it.
The name of the game is Lincoln, Bane, or both, so good choice.
I'm going to say Lincoln.
You're going to say Lincoln? What Lincoln. Do you say, Felipe? What do you think it was, Bane or Lincoln that said that?
Bane.
Okay, what do you think,
I'll
Matt?
Go with Lincoln.
Definitely Lincoln.
All right, so Felipe's out because that was Lincoln. That was Lincoln.
Is the next one just four score and 7 years ago?
No, it's never that obvious, but it's
just score and seven.
It's pretty amazing. Okay, so John, we'll start with you again.
I admire your zeal.
That was actually
who said that? Was it Lincoln or Bane?
Damn it. I'm going to say Lincoln again.
Okay, what do
I'm
going to
go with
Matt?
Bane on that one.
Okay. Going Bane.
John is our winner because Lincoln said, "I admire your zeal."
Zeal was actually a term they used back then for black people, much like Canadians. He admired his slaves.
It's pretty amazing, and I
like this Black History Month edition of Douglas movies.
And now I have, lots of since this ended so quickly, I have lots more of those. So we'll play that again on another episode because this game is finite because once you've said everything that they said, they both have a lot of dialogue, so there's a lot to choose from. But eventually, it's going to be pretty obvious.
And a fair amount of Baines will have Batman in it, so I'm pretty sure. Being a little on the nose.
Do you think he said Batman a lot in that movie?
Yeah, he must have said it at least three times.
He said it a few times.
Yeah.
But he didn't say it a lot.
No, but
and when he did he
Gotham.
Did he say Gotham. The Batman? Or just Batman? Or did he go, the Batman is a problem.
You guys will chill. I'm pitching Bane versus Lincoln next week in Hollywood. And I don't want you to step on any of my plot ideas just yet. It's going to be good. Better than this joke.
Well, John is killing it today. He's won both games, but so far it doesn't matter because what really matters is the final game of the day. But we'll let John go first on this next one, which is one of my personal favorites. How much did this shit make? And I always screw it up when I say it. And this is the movie we're going to do today. Even though it was filmed in Austin, I'm not a fan of this movie. Everyone, please guess, without going over, the domestic gross, according to Box Office Mojo, of the 2003 edition of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah, we'll start with John, and then we'll go to Chris. What do you think, John?
And it's not adjusted for inflation.
No. This is just the money that it made when they...
Otherwise, I would have said $500,000.
When they remade Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 2003.
Without going over. I'm going to say $36,000. Times 1,000. $36 million,
Chris, what do you
in
think?
Other words.
I feel like that movie was frighteningly successful for how terrible it was. I'm going to go $85 million.
All right. Matt?
I'll go with $16.5 million.
Now, this is without going over, of course.
Oh, I don't think I'm going over.
And Felipe?
Well, let me see. I think I made like $28 million in bootleg.
The bootleg, the box office conversion.
So I would say $65 million.
65, says Felipe. All right, we've got John Erler with 36,000
times 1,000,
or 36 million. Matt with 16.5, Chris with 85 million, and Felipe with 65 million. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 2003 grossed $80.5 million. So Felipe is our winner.
Look at it. I'm very jealous. I knew that movie made too much fucking money.
Leatherface.
And that means Felipe gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game, but before we do that,
for him.
he gets to pick a category, so that'll help him to get a good leg up on everybody else. But before we do that, we need to pick name tags.
Can we turn
Let's
the
see
lights?
The name tags. Can we get a little house
Can we get
lights
some house
up
lights
a little
up,
bit?
Because it's hard to see.
And
thank you.
Oh, look
awesome.
At that!
All right, I'm coming.
What a delightful! I got to get a picture of this.
Yeah.
It's a dazzling array of name taggage. So let me get a shot of it. It's last call for beverages, you guys, if you want to have another. I know, right?
Oh, well,
this thing is speeding by. I think you can get a drink after last call, Chris. It's just last call for the audience. Did you finish making your name tag? Oh, there it is. Okay. He's got a... My friend, stage side in the overalls, is finished.
Just one?
Just one, yeah. You just pick somebody's reserve sign? A lot of people put a lot of effort in their signs, Felipe. I don't know.
He's the only Mexican here.
I mean, look at what Matt's carrying back over here.
What?
It's like he won an award that's even better than an Oscar.
Orale, wey.
That is... You made a don't show people the back of it, because there's a shithead on the back, but that's incredible. Where I guess you can put it on the ground, like in front of you, where you're going to be sitting. Yeah, that's a really good... Okay, everybody's got one. So just go ahead and sit back down, you guys, and we'll go down the line and see who you're playing for. But Matt's is definitely the most spectacular.
Please nobody break that, because that looks like it wears work in there.
Yeah, please nobody break that. Why did you think... Do you think there was going to be a...
It might have been. I have kids. If you set something on the floor,
yeah,
you tell
say,
everybody
please,
not to break it.
Please, kids, do not knock over this bong. Kids.
I'm not going to set a bong on the floor. I'm not an idiot.
Oh, so you're not a stoner? Because I don't know anybody that hasn't kicked over a bong.
That's true.
What do you got there, Chris?
I got from Chase... Honaker, the Chase, starring Charlie Sheen and Chase Honaker. I kind of like how excited Chase is to have his arm around Charlie Sheen.
Whose face did that used to be on the poster?
The chick, Erica Laniak, was the girl in that movie? Yeah, that weird one. Christy Swanson.
Christy Swanson.
Christy Swanson, that's right.
Yeah, celebrity.
What's his name? Black Flag is in that movie. Not Black Flag, the band, but Henry Rollins. Henry Rollins is in that movie.
Yeah, he is. Josh Mostel from City Slickers and Ray Wise from Twin Peaks. All right. Chase. And his name is Chase.
All right. He did not put a shithead on the back, just so you know.
Okay.
We'll put it's
good to know for now. Chris is playing for Chase. And then what is that, Matt, that you got?
It looks like sort of a sort of quasi-Oscar statue, which is topical, right? Aren't the Oscars this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's lit up. And it's on a reel of film, mm-hmm. and then there's a giant Oscar statue, but the face has been changed out to be Doug Benson's face.
Yeah.
If my face
was on the Oscar, which is how it should be.
And it says, hey, everybody.
Yeah, and it's, I forgot. It's hey, everybody, it's Jeremy. It's Jeremy, so I'm playing for Jeremy. I think that's a great name tag.
And he's,
sorry to the one person who was making his name tag during the show.
And he put his shithead on the back, so that'll be convenient at the end. And he also there's a picture of Graham Elwood on the back of it for some reason. Maybe he thought he would be here and he was trying to suck up to him. What do you have there, Felipe?
I got this from a guy who just made him 5 seconds. Billy the Comanche, that's you?
Billy the Comanche. He took his reservation card on his table.
Yeah. Made
and
a
wrote,
name tag.
Wrote his first name on it, plus the Comanche.
The Comanche with his own reservation.
Yeah. Look at that.
And John, what do you have down there?
I have something that's bursting with marijuana goodness from every side of it. And it looks like, I think it's a drawing of Chris Cubis on it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we all get the Fat Albert jokes. Thank you.
Is there really weed hanging off
there's
of that thing?
There's no way that's
it's just construction paper weed hanging off.
Oh, okay.
But it's a nice effort at making it look like it might be a dime bag. And it says, hey, hey, hey.
A bag, old white man. What did you just... a full Ziploc dime bag?
They call them quarter bags now? Or the quarter bags?
And it says, hey, on it.
And it's got Fat Albert smoking a spleef, and he's got real bloodshot
Flat
eyes.
Albert, a great Canadian.
I want to yell about you saying spleef.
You ever smoked the reefer?
Yeah. Oh, those jazz cigarettes.
It's clear.
Cubis, I admire your zeal.
Well played.
Okay, and what's his name?
What was your name?
Albert.
Oh,
Albert.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
What's your name? Fat. My name is Fat. Okay, Albert. You're playing for Albert. And did he put a shithead on the back of his?
I hope so. We'll see.
Felipe, did he put a shit in Billy?
No,
did
he put
you?
The Comanche.
Oh, yeah, that's it right there.
Don't read that.
Yeah.
Don't read that part. Okay.
I don't think he did, but I'll make one up.
No, you don't make one up. He still gets to pick. He'll come up here when the time comes. If you lose, there's a chance he'll win.
Thank you.
One in four chance.
That's very nice.
Maybe even more.
Maybe more.
Because you may have seen more movies than some of the other people.
I probably haven't seen more movies, but I've seen movies more times than I've seen it.
Is one of them Terminator 2? Because he might have that one unlocked.
Oh, yeah, I should probably not use that one.
Oh, no. Oh.
But John gets to go first, and then we'll... Or no, Felipe gets to go first. Sorry. And then we and then we will go to... What order were we going on that last game? I forget.
It was, this way?
So we'll go to John from Felipe there on this game. And you get to pick a category. Would you like at not that R. Kelly on Twitter suggested Salma and Louise, and that's movies with Salma Hayek, Louise Guzman, or both. Alan Rickman, the great Alan Rickman, is celebrating a birthday today, so the films of Alan Rickman. Or at Who Else Elliot suggested Some Assembly Required, and that's movies with two or more of the Avengers in them. Yeah, and there's a few of those. So which one of those do you think you like, Felipe?
The Alan Rickman one.
Alan Rickman. Interesting choice. Mr. Potter.
By Grandpa's hammer.
I admire your savings. I admire your zeal, Mr. Potter. Can we choose to be born, Mr. Potter? Three stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2010. So pretty recent. He calls the movie, you know, I just give a couple of clues. He says it's imaginative, but he also says it's inconsistent. And he also says that one of the actresses in the movie gives a hilarious, that the movie sparked by hilarious performance from this actress. And he lists a shit ton of names. 17 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in? Felipe.
Can we get an audience mic?
Out of 17. 17's probably a smart opening bid. Because then you'd get all the names. Unless you think you know it.
And remember, it comes from the bottom.
Yeah, it's the most difficult to the easiest.
So I have to guess the movie or guess the people in the movie?
You got
to
guess the movie.
Well, you got to guess the movie eventually, but right now you just have to say how many names you think you need to hear to figure it out, and people in the audience are saying 17 to try to help you. It's a pretty smart opening bid to say 17.
17.
Okay. Yeah. Well done.
Oh, you fucked up already.
Bravo. John?
No, you're good. He just looked at me so scared.
I'm going to try to do it in negative one names.
See, now this shit is happening.
Oh, I gotta say name that movie.
Because you don't have any idea.
But not enough to get two down. I think I might know the movie, but I'm never getting two names.
Okay. So he's going to name the movie and the top billed performer in that movie.
Yeah, out of 17.
What do you think,
I don't know. This could be crazy. Is it Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows?
And who's the top billed person in that?
Daniel Radcliffe.
No, it's Alice in Wonderland. And the top billed person, of course, is Johnny Depp. Yeah, so Chris is on the board. You've got a point, Chris. See how that works?
Yeah.
Now we'll start with, since he wasn't involved in any of that, Matt will get a chance to participate. And then we'll move back towards Chris. And Matt gets to pick a category between the following. Would you like... Jennifer Love Hewitt is celebrating a birthday today.
Why is that funny?
Really disparate. One guy went, another guy went, woo! And everyone else went. Yeah. I went crazy with the birthdays today, because also celebrating a birthday is a past guest on the show, hopefully future guest, Ellen Page. So the films of Ellen Page or Jennifer Love Hewitt or at Kalarooka, K-A-L-A-R-O-O-K-A, suggested Tom Cruise, and that's movies where Tom Hanks is on a boat. Which one of those would you like to play? Matt No Bearden.
I feel bad because I think people really want to hear Tom Cruise, but I feel
they just laughed at the thing.
The kind of movies I watch,
don't worry about that.
I really feel like Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to be where my success is.
She was pretty good in Monsters, Inc.
Really?
Why are you really
and
me,
lots
Chris?
Of other children's movies?
I live an awkward life. When there's a lot of Jennifer,
I don't want to. I want to make fun of the shitty movie she was in, but I don't want to give you the name of a movie you might now answer.
Is that all part of my plan?
Yeah, I'm assuming you did research on Jennifer Love Hewitt movies somehow.
I admire
you found
my
out
own
whose
zeal.
Birthday it was. Googled you, binged Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I'm already.
Who wouldn't love to bing Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Thank you. Thank you.
Like to bing right in between those titties. All right. Matt.
Tom Cruise.
It's too late. You picked already. Who do you think you are? Bob Fonseca?
Why are we Fonseca?
That's good.
3.5 stars. I'm sorry, 2.5 stars. This is, after all, a movie with Jennifer Love Hewitt in it. I got carried away. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie sleazy if watchable.
Okay. What year? Have we gotten to the year
sleazy
yet?
Sleazy if
can
watchable.
You give me that?
2001.
Okay.
And it's sleazy if watchable. And then he also says that the cast seems to be having a good time. And this is, I've never known Leonard to get so dirty in a review. He says, wonderful performance by Hewitt's breasts. Kudos to those boobos.
He didn't really say that, did he?
He really did.
He said kudos to those boobos?
No, the other part.
You should ghost right.
Yeah. Do it in Lincoln voice.
And he lists...
kudos to those boobos.
Wait a second. He lists about 14 names? 14, yeah. What do you think of that, Matt? He's really thinking about it.
I'll go opening bid.
You look like the old lady in Amour for a second there. Just staring off into space.
An opening bid of 12 names.
Smart.
Out of 14?
Mm-hmm.
Chris?
Let's ratchet it up. Let's go 7.
Ratchet it up?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Producer Ryan here. We had some audio issues, and unfortunately, the end of this round gets cut off. But Matt won the point on a challenge when Felipe incorrectly guessed Can't Hardly Wait with 0 names. But Chris impressed everybody by knowing that it was actually Heartbreakers. Now back to the game at the beginning of round 3.
And then another option, Chris, is In Theaters Now. That's movies that are in theaters now. Mm-hmm. And I apologize that I'm saying this to you. It's just the randomness of it.
I got it.
Plaque History Month.
Yep.
That is movies that have dentists in them. One or more dentists. So would you like In Theaters Now?
I think I'm going to go dentists. Plaque. I'm going to go Plaque History Month.
Okay.
Nice.
For my fellow bad teethers. I don't know.
That category was up last week.
Fully, shit!
Fully researched.
God damn it.
Fully researched.
I'm going to go 0
names. Uh-oh. What have you done, Cubas?
Well, that's nice of you to warn everybody.
Yeah. That's the best way to cheat.
Of your cheating ways. Why didn't Lance Armstrong just show up at the race and say, I'm loaded? I shot a lot of stuff into my ass. Let's do this. Let's do this, you French fucks. Aren't most bicycle races through France? 2.5 stars.
for this movie from 2011. So it's fairly recent.
Shit.
Yeah, 2011, 2.5 stars. One or more dentists are in the movie. He says that this movie is a sporadically funny. And he also says that it's got the kind of raunchiness we've come to expect in the post-Hangover era. So he's really blaming The Hangover for raunchiness.
Sure. It's the first movie to be raunchy.
That's where it was invented.
Yeah.
And are certainly popularized. And he lists...
Farrelly Brothers would be happy to hear about that.
15 names. That's a lot of names. That's a lot. What do you think, Chris?
Let's go 12 names.
Matt? I love the silence when it's your turn.
Erler has a point already, correct?
Just
say
strategizing,
yes.
Are we?
Yeah. Did he get a point?
Don't tell him the point.
John is not on the board. It's just right. You have a point and a Chris point. Has a point.
Well, we've done three
first
movies.
To two is going to win.
What's that?
No, never mind.
What are you saying to me? Are you trying to get in my head?
I thought there was another. Never mind. I'm drunk.
Okay, then I'll have Chris name the movie.
With 12 names, let's do this.
Yeah, that's so. You're just willing to let him have a point, is what you're saying.
Maybe. I don't think he'll get it.
There's a good chance I might not.
With 12 out of 14 names,
I really don't think. Are you telling me?
No, okay. No, shut up.
Let's
too
watch.
Late. Too late. Stop cheating for him.
All right. Sorry. No, I'm just questioning his move. I'm not going to change it.
It's a terrible move.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Also, I'm probably not going to get it. I'm a Pete Holmes the shit out of this. Is it the Devil Wears? Never mind. I'm not going to name it real fast.
Bob Newhart.
Here's where I'm going.
What? Bob Newhart.
Here's where I'm going.
He's not dead.
What are you doing, Matt?
He's playing out on my drunkenness.
Not to be offensive, but Chris doesn't have a lot of money, so usually the movies he's seen are all like 2007 or earlier.
That's
like,
true.
Not a lot of recent movies.
I did just see A Good Day to Die Hard.
Well, I don't know why
because
movies from 2 years ago cost more than movies from 2007? And what do you mean he doesn't have a lot of money?
I don't. That's for real.
Is it because he spends it all on tattoos?
The four tattoos I have. So no, I spend it on weed. Booze.
I know Chris well. I just think
it's
a movie he's not gonna get.
Okay.
That's what it comes down to.
I think you're wrong.
I always play for the three-way tie.
There's
the
a
four-way tie. That's what anybody who's been in episodes before has seen. That's
that being
I play,
said, I win if I get this right.
I think I win.
All right.
Let's find out. I might not get it.
Bob Newhart.
I'm already blown away by Bob Newhart.
Wendell Pierce.
Okay, she
I see yeah. Isaiah Mustafa. PJ Byrne, Lindsay Sloan, Ian Gruffudd. He was the stretching guy in the Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah.
I don't know that you need to help him.
Julie Bowen. Now, here's where, you don't blurt it out in the next few names, I'm going to stand up and murder you.
That's fine.
Jamie Foxx, Donald Sutherland, Kevin Spacey.
Damn it.
Colin Farrell, Jennifer Aniston.
Nobody help.
Jennifer Aniston.
And Jason Sudeikis.
Nobody help.
Oh, nobody help him.
Nobody help. Everyone shut up.
Stop talking.
I'm just trying to make noise over the answers they're saying in the audience.
No one's saying words.
They're really saying a lot.
Did they? I can't hear them.
They can't believe that you're thinking about it.
I admire your zeal.
Tyler Perry.
I admire your zeal.
Look who's here. Today.
It's Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston, and it is
I
Horrible Bosses.
That's right, Horrible Bosses.
What was it?
And he's taking a victory lap like that was hard. Like that was a
it
tough
was pretty
one.
Hard for me. It was pretty hard for me.
My apologies, everyone.
Felipe just said that was a movie.
No, I worked for Jennifer Aniston for a while. She was a horrible boss.
Oh, so Chris won the whole game.
Yeah,
Matt.
Nice going, Matt.
Ah, man. I win. I'm the best.
I got excited about the three-way tie also.
Yeah.
Plus one
I kind of
wanted
to just do it on the
I
ground.
Just really,
so
I thought
fun.
I would get the quick victory. I really didn't think he would get it.
You fucked up.
I know. Well, I got to take a chance.
12 names is a lot.
It's a lot. That's not really
a chance. Out of 14. Yeah, that's it's usually gonna.
Did anybody else see him take 60 seconds to think of fucking horrible bosses when you said
acting like that was a great movie we all loved so much?
He said Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston. She's done one movie.
I like
that
Charlie Day tries to get under the garage door and it closes and he slams into it. That was funny.
I feel like you could just be guessing that happened in that movie. Is that fair?
I just think when I watch that movie, because I've seen it a couple times, like on cable and stuff, I just think that of the three bosses, two of them are genuinely horrible, and the third one, he should just go ahead and fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he should give it to her as many times as possible. And if it doesn't work out with the wife, whatever.
I wanted Chris to win.
Stop pretending.
You just changed your rationale.
Black History Month
in 7 days,
for you.
I guess what? Right.
It is, yeah, it is. I am excited. This might be the first black winner we've had.
So I think it might be the third black guest you've had.
You know, why do you have to delve into the details?
Did you have Ron Funches at some point, and that's about it?
No, Ngaio Bealum's been on.
Oh, Ngaio's been on. I know Ngaio. He's hilarious.
Who won when we played at the Ritz? Do you guys remember?
This dummy, because he cheated.
It's the cheat win.
The cheater won. Yeah. And did you win when we played at the highball, too?
I've won every game I've played with you so far, except
for this one, sir.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. Well, I like playing the game. And people seem to get really upset that I play the game and then don't just go off of some blind love of trivia.
What?
If I have to play the villain, that's fine. That's who I will be. Sometimes the villain is very popular.
It's a pretty good vein.
And 98% of the time, the villain loses.
Yeah, so. The villain always loses. That's fine. That's where I've been in my whole life.
Aww. Sympathy for the devil.
Should we play one more round just for fun?
Yeah, we should.
Is this just for fun, or is this part of the game?
No, this will just be for fun. Yeah, you're the winner.
I'm trying to make sure Chase gets those horrible DVDs. He looks like he really needs something to jerk off to. I mean the magic of scarf time.
And on.
Full circle.
Because if you don't take this as an opportunity to stand over Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. That's a life-size Britney Spears.
Where is Chase? Where is he?
He's like a couple rows back.
Come on up here, Chase. Come get your prize. Woo!
Come here.
Congratulations. Wouldn't it be weird if you brought a name tag and got picked and then left? No, you're not. You're not Chase. You're the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Now that I think about it, there you go, dude. And here's your poster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun.
If you put that in the passenger seat, you could drive in the carpool lane.
Can we describe the Texas Chainsaw Massacre to the listeners? Because he's been here.
I think they know that it's a guy in overalls.
Yeah. That's all hillbilly.
But he's just like a dude who's got like nine empty bottles in front of him and overalls and a beard.
Hey, you know what?
And body in his car.
Now he's
You're right. I shouldn't have said anything.
I want to see you at 8.
You're right. I shouldn't have said anything to him.
Felipe. The tickets are sold out. What the fuck?
Sorry, I created this problem.
Felipe's shows are sold out already?
Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is a big room with a jungle gym on the stage, so it's exciting when you can sell that out. Well done. Stop talking, dude.
I like that he said, excuse me, though. He's polite.
Yeah. Pardon me.
Later up.
The man in the overalls on the floor has a statement to make. I call him Philip Buster. How many?
Oh, God damn. That hurt.
All right, who should we start with?
Hey.
Since this is just a fun round.
Did we start any with John?
Did John pick a category yet?
I don't know. I can't remember.
John didn't get a start.
Let me pick a category.
Okay, we'll let you start it off.
Can I pick the Tom Cruise
category?
And then we'll go
to Felipe. We'll go to Felipe and then Matt. That way Chris might not even get involved. Because he's the big winner.
I am.
And
first time this ever been said. By the way, put more food in the donation box out front because I eat out of that every week. Real talk.
And DVDs from pre-2007.
I can't afford those new DVDs. And 2009 joints are expensive.
Let's get Billy. Did he wrote something on the name tag, right? Let me grab that. And then Matt, who are you playing for?
Jeremy,
got one.
I believe.
But
I
then the
it.
Hey 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 John's name tag, that doesn't have a shithead on the back.
Unless
what is that thing taped to the back? Is that?
That's a poster for Albert Nobbs with his face on it, the dude's face on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, what a complicated name tag. Yeah. It's got shit going on both sides. Alright. Oh, I didn't notice that Fat Albert has a spleef.
A spleef, it's called a spleef.
He's got like a burrito in his mouth and a very red eyes. So that's fun. Yeah. But who made that? Where's the person who made that? Where are you at? Come up here and let's get you someone for me to call a shithead on your behalf. Cause you know about that part of it, right? Yeah, okay. So here, just write down on this piece of paper who you'd like me to call a shithead, and I'll let you think about it if you like. John, would you like Tango Unchained? That's movies where Sylvester Stallone gets out of prison.
please pick that category.
Sorry. Or Bruno Mars, that's movies where Bruce Willis is... No, forget that. Bruce Willis in space.
Space. Yeah.
Yeah, we've already covered. We already mentioned that. Yeah. Or Lady Leftovers suggested, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and that's movies from last summer.
Uh-huh.
And Christian Mingle is movies where Christian Slater has sex. Thanks, dude. Thank you. Got it. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Good local reference.
I'm going with the Christian Mingle one.
Oh. Wow, people are audibly disappointed. Like it matters at all.
They don't like to think about him having sex, I guess.
2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1993 that he says is... one of the actors is a standout. One of the supporting actors is a standout in a first-rate cast. And he also says... that it was available in R and unrated versions.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, what movie isn't these days? But yeah. it's from 1993, and he lists 13 names.
I'm going to do it in one name.
Oh, this son of a bitch.
Zero names.
Woo! Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to ask Felipe to name that.
Name it, Felipe.
True Romance.
That's correct!
Yeah! Murder! Yeah! That was a just for fun. That went real quick.
Did you know it before the clues?
Yeah.
Yeah,
93.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Kristen Slater and Rosanna Arquette in the telephone booth.
Right? I was talking to somebody. I was like, do they have sex in that? And then I was like, oh, yeah, they fuck on the sink or something.
Yeah.
A phone booth. But he gets her up on that little table in the phone booth and gives it to her on there.
Classic.
I'm surprised he is tall enough to accomplish that.
Gives it to her Swayze dancing style.
I literally didn't get it, what you were saying. And I was like, Christians that have sex. Like, I was thinking like Kirk Cameron and Left Behind series. Like, I'm that fucking dumb.
Oh. Do you have anything you want to plug, dummy, before we go? Matt, Punch Tuesday nights here at Cap City.
Punch Tuesday nights here at Cap City.
Love Dudley and Bob mornings, KLBJ.
I like how you do my... Yes. That's there's nothing... I feel really bad because I don't know how to deal with defeat.
That's okay. You got anything coming up you want to tell people about, Felipe? Like, I know here this weekend sold out, so...
Next week I'll be at the Orlando Improv, and then the following week, San Jose Improv.
Both great rooms. I love both those clubs. You're going to have a great time. John Erler?
We're sold out this weekend, too, some of the shows you're doing. But next weekend, I think there's still tickets for Armageddon, so everybody except that guy right there.
Bruce, Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis in space. And Chris, what's going on with you?
If you're an Austin person, come out to Avalanche Monday nights at Holy Mountain. Me and Ryan County book a You guys, some of you come. It's a good show. And otherwise, just follow me on Twitter. I'll be in your town soon enough.
Just follow me on Twitter.
At Chris Cubas, I'm sorry. C-H-R-I-S-C-U-B-A-S. At Chris Cubas.
Or C-A-N-A-D-I-A-N.
Well done.
Did you just try to spell Canadian?
Yeah, I don't even know if I got it. I really don't know if I got it.
I don't even think you... I think you forgot an A.
How appropriate.
All right, thanks, guys, for being here. Thank you for being here, Austin. All of my dates and details are at douglasmovies.com. I'm coming soon to the state of Denver, the state of Atlanta, and the state of New York City. And I will be back here in March and September and November and December. I like it here. And as always, Maven Johnson's dog is a shithead. Of course he is. The Comanche Nation is a shithead. And makes an appearance pretty much every time I do a show here. Rick Perry is a shithead. Yeah!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...